This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. A Houthi rebel delegation is in Sweden ahead of anticipated peace talks with the Saudi-backed Yemen government. The aim is to end their four-year conflict that's created one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The delegation's arrival came after the Saudi coalition allowed a UN plane to evacuate dozens of rebel wounded, as well as a prisoner swap agreement. Houthi official Hamid Azma said the first order of business will be the plan for the future of the talks. He said the first issues will be the presidency, prime minister, and security matters, as well as opening of airports and seaports to humanitarian aid. The rebel delegation was escorted to Sweden by UN envoy Martin Griffiths, who arranged the evacuation of the wounded fighters, the prisoner exchange, and this latest round of talks, the first in 2 years. Thousands have been killed, millions face starvation. The World Food Program's David Beasley said a top priority is to stop the fighting so humanitarian is allowed in.
We're only feeding about one-third of the population. Well, what do the other two-thirds do? They get their food from the outside as well, because it is a country where 90% of everything comes from the outside world.
He said a new food security report will show an increase in severe hunger rates. The U.S. Tuesday called the talks a necessary and vital first step and called on the parties to cease hostilities. Survivors said 15 migrants died after their boat at sea for 11 days capsized off Libya's coast. The migrants, mostly from Africa, had set off for Italy from the Libyan city of Sabratha. The survivors came ashore in Misrata, many kilometers away. They were without food or water, and all 10 survived. South African President Ramaphosa has named the country's first female chief prosecutor. He selected lawyer Shamila Batoi, who worked 9 years as a legal advisor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. This is VOA News. The U.S. announced Tuesday it's giving Russia until early February to fully comply with the 1987 Intermediate Forces Nuclear Treaty before it begins a six-month process of withdrawal from the pact aimed at keeping intermediate-range nuclear missiles out of Europe. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke in Brussels.
When the INF Treaty was inked in 1987, it represented a good-faith effort between two rivals to de-escalate the threat of nuclear war. But whatever successes this treaty helped produce, today we must confront Russian cheating on its arms control obligations.
Pompeo said the issue of a new Russian missile has been raised at least 30 times since 2013. He said Moscow has multiple battalions of SSC-8 cruise missiles that are fired from mobile launchers and are hard to detect and destroy. The Kremlin denies any such undertaking. U.S. lawmakers came away from a briefing Tuesday by the Director of Central Intelligence on Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. They said he's known as MBS. They said he was responsible for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in October at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Among those briefed was Senator Lindsey Graham.
You have to be willfully blind not to come to the conclusion that this was orchestrated and organized by people under the command of MBS, and that he was intricately involved in the demise of Mr. Khashoggi.
Lawmakers are considering a resolution condemning the murder and seeking a cut in military assistance to the Saudi effort in Yemen. French President Edouard Philippe Tuesday suspended a planned increase in the price of fuel for at least 6 months following weeks of sometimes violent protests. The price hike, part of French President Emmanuel Macron's reforms, is in response to climate change. Debate in the British Parliament is open for 5 days on Prime Minister Theresa May's controversial plan on future ties with the European Union after Brexit begins next March. She warned Parliament Tuesday a better deal will not be found by shouting louder.
Don't imagine that if we vote this down, a different deal is going to miraculously appear. The alternative is uncertainty and risk. The risk that Brexit could be stopped. The risk we could crash out with no deal. And the only certainty would be uncertainty.
The historic vote is set for December 11th. Americans by the thousands are paying their final respects to the late President George H.W. Bush, whose body lies in state at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington. Mr. Bush died at age 94 Friday. A woman in Brazil who received a womb transplanted from a deceased owner has given birth to a baby girl in the first known successful case of its kind. 10 previous similar cases in the U.S., the Czech Republic, and Turkey failed. A doctor who led the research said it should give women hope with uterine infertility, access to a larger pool of potential donors. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.